In his State of the State address, Governor Ned Lamont made affordable early childhood care a major part of his plan for 2025. But while the governor's free preschool program would certainly relieve Connecticut families of a large financial burden, there's now another bill in the legislature that could provide a different type of support: free diapers.
It's House Bill 6973, and what it would do is increase access to diapers for families by having medically necessary diapers covered for children age 0 to 3 who have a particular medical need that is determined by a health professional.
That was Janet Stolfi-Alfano, CEO of the Diaper Bank of Connecticut, an advocacy group dedicated to providing diapers, period supplies, and incontinence products to families all over the state. Stolfi-Alfano says that the bill could help residents save real money.
Children are using from 8 to 12 diapers a day, so it could be anywhere from $80 to $100 per month. You know, it's certainly quite expensive for a family with moderate needs.
The bill does specify that the diapers would be for families with medical need, but those medical needs are not rare occurrences, but rather issues that the average parent faces frequently, like diaper rash.
Severe and persistent diaper dermatitis, which is also known as diaper rash, urinary tract infections or other diseases of the skin related to inadequate diaper hygiene. Also other conditions, including but not limited to some, you know, a developmental disease or a neurological condition that results in an unusual need to void or delayed developmentally appropriate behavior.
Hearst Media reported that around 17,500 families would benefit from the new bill, although in the past, a high cost to the taxpayer has prevented similar bills from being passed. With the new medical provisions in this latest iteration, however, Stolfi-Alfano is confident that the bill finally has the right formula.
If I could wave a magic wand, I would love for all children to have access to diapers. You know, for the past several years, we've been working with legislators, strong advocates, and the Department of Social Services to really figure out how can we get something passed and that wouldn't be too much of a cost burden to the state. And so we have been working with them, and we got to a point as advocates to say, you know, here's what we can think about. Let's target those who are most in need, who have economic need and also medical need.
If passed, the Act Concerning Medicaid Coverage for Medically Necessary Children's Diapers would go into effect on July 1st. For the Voice of Connecticut WICC, I'm John Kamal.